good day. I don't really start counting days to Christmas till we get into December. Do you mind? We
no,
put
it's okay,
that off
that's
for a while.
Easy math.
Yeah, yeah, it is good.
I get it.
The new
it's
slash
blonde math.
Easy math, blonde math. The resident blondes would include Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn here on Good Day. Richie's not a blonde.
Some days more than other.
Has, yeah, right, exactly. Has lots of hair, though. We counted how many hairs there were on the average person's head. Came up with 110,000 earlier today, for those of you who were standing by for that factoid. Also, at Facebook, Jen, we have a couple of things. Both yesterday and today's items, at least so far, have been pretty good. And if I do say so myself, they get people's minds going. That's the idea. Let's get them. It's kind of like standing in a punching bag and punching away, punching away, punching away, punching away. You know how that is? Use the left hand, the right hand. This is the way using Facebook to charge your mind. Use the left brain, right brain, back and forth. Got it?
Got
visualization, it. You're leaving me alone like I'm hanging out to dry here.
No, I'm just watching you bob.
I was, matter of fact, where we were going.
I know,
that.
I could hear it in your voice. You're moving your arms.
Yeah, all right. So what do we have on Facebook?
We have the question about the vaccines. Would you take a vaccine that was made in China?
Here's the background for that.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese have announced that they're going to go aggressively onto the vaccine market to compete with Western drug companies and sell drugs more cheaply than do the Western, the big pharma companies like Eli Lilly and Merck and that bunch. So there's going to be a new Chinese version of those companies selling vaccines. So what was the question?
So the question is, would you take a vaccine that was made in China? And lots of people have chimed in on this one. Cindy said, no, no, and heck no, not knowingly. Ted said, tell me first, would you know where it was made? Sorry. Richard Hibbard said, globalization, where is almost anything you buy or use made? Fact is, you might not even know where the OTC pill you just swallowed was made. Mm-hmm. Myself, not a chance. I would use their vaccines. BZ Polly said, provided it was vetted by the FDA, why not? Vaccines are pretty hard to up, really?
Banning by the FDA.
Like that's got the big stamp of
approval. Yeah, that's really worthwhile. Yeah. Right.
Vaccines are a loss leader, really contrary to various vaccine big pharma conspiracy theories. Rose says, as long as it's not made by underage kids, it goes through thorough FDA inspection and approval, it should be fine.
Somehow there's got to be lead.
The FDA.
Yeah, there's got to be lead in there somewhere.
Yeah. Noni said, question is, if they'd be able to abide by the strict laws of the FDA, if they do, then why not take it?
It's amazing that people still think the FDA has some value. Mm-hmm. It really is. That's shocking to me. That people don't get how bad the FDA really is. All right, so the consensus is probably not.
It's very down the middle right now.
Yeah, it does seem to. It sounds like
down the middle,
right. And what did we ask yesterday? We had a couple of threads yesterday.
We did have some threads going yesterday. The question that we asked yesterday was, do you read your horoscope?
Ah, right.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
Or have you
one.
Ever consulted a psychic?
Too.
Every single person that commented said no, never, or just
really?
For a laugh.
Our poll at DougSteffen.com yesterday asks basically the same question. Have you ever consulted a horoscope making important decisions? 44% said they only read a horoscope for fun. Let's see, 21% said I never read a horoscope. 12% said, yes, I rely on my horoscope every day. 11% said, I have a couple of times. I'm always glad when I do. And 10% said, I have once. It was a mistake. But the question really was, that was just superficial. I wish Uri were here. Uri's not available. He's traveling today, so he's not here. Uri Geller normally is here at this time on Tuesdays. I would have asked him about this question. It goes a lot deeper. The horoscope is superficial BS. It's just entertainment. It's garbage. But if you get to a really good astrologer, as we explained yesterday, you can get some benefit. I find you can, anyway, out of really knowing, if you have the information on somebody, what they're all about. So there's it's a double-edged deal. Our poll today has to do with Roberta and her Queen of Cheap and all the activities from Thanksgiving through yesterday, Cyber Monday. Did you find better deals this past weekend? And where were they? A, they were Black Friday deals. B, they were Cyber Monday deals. C, both were good deals. D, both were a disappointment for me. E, I haven't bought anything, and I'm not going to. So, bah humbug! So, Roberta, it'll be interesting to see where that shakes out. You might have asked that also on Facebook, Jen. That might be.
Okay.
Can I go back to your astrologer thing for a second?
You may, Rich.
You just kind of pinged something in my head.
Did I?
Where do... knowing me,
yes,
where
Marty.
Do you think I stand on astrologers?
I think that you would not want to have people know that you really think that it has some value.
I think he's interested, actually.
Yeah, of course he's interested.
I changed
him into a remarkable open-minded man.
I will tell you, I'm skeptical. I'm just,
Mr.
Whatever.
Red Meat and Beer. Go ahead.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Rock and roll, don't forget that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sunday, Sean and I watched about 5 hours of the Science Channel Sunday evening.
Really?
And they were talking about stars and black holes and all this stuff. And the star is a fascinating thing. So now that you talked about this, it just kind of dawned on me, like, ding. For a star to exist is an amazing thing.
Mm-hmm.
The exact force of gravity pushing the gases in with the explosion pushing the gases out has
and the
to
black
be
holes. The way galaxies are created around black holes
where galaxies are created around
as well.
Right, right.
Yeah.
When a star explodes, it creates
absolutely
a,
fascinating.
Well, when a supernova, which is a megastar, explodes, it creates a black hole.
Yeah.
Look at that, and tell me that that's just by chance.
Mm. Thank you.
That it doesn't have some kind of design.
Yep.
Okay. Now, I don't know that I ever connected my interest in that and amazement in that with, okay, today's going to be a good day because
everything
lines
is connected.
Up.
And you know what? Here, Richie, thank you.
I don't know that I still do, but I just kind of made that one and two connection.
There's a little electrolyte going through your brain. And
I was so fascinated by watching all these shows on Sunday.
Well, it's what you have. There is no accident here. All of these things. This is.
I mean, it has to be perfect
people
for it to work.
Wondering about in terms of religion. Religion is just another way. This is going to really drive people nuts. But religion is just another way of us trying to get the same answers we try to get astrologically. And every part of our being wants to know the answer. Why and how, and then it may then how it relates back to me. How does all of this in the big picture? That's why people wonder what happens after death. People wonder about what their life is all about. They ask these questions because in the greater scheme of things, you are important because there is this force. This is my belief anyway, that acts for good. Does it always win? For whatever the reason, and this is part of, remember the quantum physics conversation we had a couple of weeks ago about us actually only knowing 1/4 billionth, the possibilities of what, according to the quantum physicists, the possibility of what we will ever know on Earth, the body of knowledge that we can ever achieve, will be 1/1,000,000,000th of that which is available to understand in the universe.
To which I say, if we only know 1/1,000,000,000th of what there is to know, how can we know that? Yeah, how can we know that there's 1/4? That would assume that we know how much there is to know.
Again, another assumption. You take it on faith. Who knows?
Yeah.
Is it all an accident?
It's fascinating.
No, it is not.
It's so fascinating.
All an accident.
And I finally got to answer Sean's question. Every kid asks this question when you teach them about the moon revolves around the earth.
Yeah.
The earth revolves around the sun. And there comes the question, but what does the sun revolve around, Daddy?
Mm-hmm. The sun revolves around in the galaxy. And we are moving. You told them that, right? We're moving. Everything moves all the time through the universe.
You know what's at the center of our galaxy, though?
The center of our galaxy?
Yes. The sun revolves around the center of our galaxy, which is a black hole.
No.
The
black hole is at the center of the galaxy. Our sun is just one of millions of stars that are in this galaxy.
Around a black hole.
Yeah.
And they can't see this black hole because of all the stars that are spinning, revolving
around
it. Right.
Yeah, around
but
and around.
But they think they've finally been able to see it.
How is it that we have a perfect day of made up of 60 seconds in each minute, 60 minutes in each hour, 24 hours in each day, 7 days in each week, 12 months in each year.
That's man-made. It's just
Man didn't make the man understood it to be that, but it wasn't. Man didn't make the Earth go around in 24-hour cycles.
Correct.
That's not man-made.
Correct.
How is this all this perfection possible? By mistake, by accident,
right?
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't compute. But there's so much that we don't understand. It's kind of like this morning I said to Jennifer, at 4:44, I looked up and there was a light. I kid you not, there was a light on the ceiling in my bedroom. I swear to God, it was Tony.
Ooh.
And
really?
Yeah. There's a, and I'm not imagining things. I'm not hallucinating. Mm-hmm. I'm not losing my mind any more than I have been for as many years as I've been on the planet.
Where's your cell phone going off next to the bed?
No, I don't have it on.
Maybe
I don't
you got
put
a text.
It next to my bed.
Check for a text message.
Yeah. Well, I learned how to take pictures and send them on the phone the other day.
Hey, congratulations.
Yeah. And she still has a cell phone number. I haven't tried. You know what? As morbid as this sounds,
I still call Kim's cell phone.
I have not called Tony's cell phone number. Yeah. I have messages that she sent me that I have saved because I save messages from her and the kids on my cell phone, but I have not dialed that number. And I don't know, you know, is it just, why would I do it? Because I just want to hear
because
her voice?
Because deep down you think, just Jesus. What if she answers?
Oh, dear.
Would you freak out? What would you do?
I would not know. I don't know what to do. I
mean,
I was,
my brother gave my dad's cell phone to my nephew and told him, you will not take this message off. Leave the, but, you know, my nephew's on the
phone. I'll never take off the messages that Tony sent me. But I just, as, you know, it just is, I was the last human being to touch her. And it's, that's a weird kind of a thing when you think about it. I've thought often, I had, a friend of mine whose father died last week went to a seance over the weekend, and it blew her mind. She was like, ah, how do these things happen? Is this more stuff
whenever
that
I think
can't explain?
Seances, is that the plural?
Mm.
I think of I Love Lucy. Do you remember the episode where...
All right, 19 past the hour on Good Day.
Did Elvis show up?
Mm-hmm.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bacon with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long and scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The good you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Important musical anniversary for John Lennon.
I'll get you through the night.
How do you keep your feet? As soon as this started, my feet started jumping around the floor here.
The song moves.
Sure does. Testimony to the genius of these guys.
Well, this one is this guy.
Well, but I mean, the way that they individually and collectively work together.
Yeah.
Yeah. John Lennon appearing in concert for the last time on this date in 1974 at Madison Square Garden. He was on stage with Elton John, and the two of them sang this song, I Saw Her, Whatever Gets You Through the Night. They also did a version of I Saw Her Standing There. I don't know what you have. Of our youth, I say we all have different youths. You've got your music. Roberta and I are pretty close. Richie has a taste for some of the music. Wasn't around during his upbringing, but he still has acquired a taste for it. Jennifer, not too sure that she gets the significance
but
of the
I know what I like.
Beatles, but you know what you like.
Yeah. Oh, no, the Beatles I get.
Well, these, you know, I think about my father loving Frank Sinatra. And Benny Goodman, and I, you know, you're, in your mind you think to yourself, okay, for my father's generation, it was Glenn Gray and the Casaloma Orchestra, and it was Nelson Riddle with Frank Sinatra, and it was Glenn Miller, and you know, you go through that whole group of people. And for my generation, the equivalent to those musicians are these guys. And Elvis Presley. And Chuck Berry. And, you know, Bobby Vinton, if you want.
You know,
it's just a really...
It's funny, though, as each generation comes along, and I believe that they just have a broader base of music to like.
Yeah. I mean, I like a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you like your stuff. I like my parents' stuff. You like your parents' stuff.
Yeah.
My son, I'm breeding him properly to like our stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I found, Doug?
What's that, Richie?
I did find the Elton John and John Lennon.
It's Thanksgiving. We thought we'd make tonight a little bit of a joyous occasion by inviting someone up with us onto stage.
It's going to be exciting.
I'm sure it would be no stranger to anybody in the audience when I say it's our great privilege and your great privilege to see and hear Mr. John Lennon.
That was John on stage. He brings up John Lennon, who was there to watch the concert. The last time he was on stage. Dude, this was rehearsed.
Can you imagine this?
I'm excited just listening to the crowd roar and clap. It's been a cool thing to be a part of.
Think I could have tuned the guitar first.
Yeah, yeah, that's part of the fun, Richard. John Lennon and Elton John. How could you sat in your seat and for this? It's amazing. Can't see Glenn Miller during this song, but I've got a tear in my eye and goosebumps somehow. I'm listening to it. This day, 1974, the two of them, Elton John and John Lennon, with this song. 28 after the hour. Nice to recollect these sorts of things on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, while Cyber Monday started out as a marketing ploy, it's becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy for retailers. Online tracker ComScore estimates that shoppers spent a record $1.2 billion this Monday. Many retailers have expanded online sales for the whole week, hoping to cash in on the hype. In other news, the British government proposed a plan that would block cyber criminals from accessing the web. You could be banned for hacking or failing to comply with copyright infringement notices. Cyber tagging technology would alert the authorities when a banned user breaks his sentence. And finally, Toyota unveiled a glimpse into the future of automobiles at a preview for the Tokyo Auto Show. Part car, part computer, the Fun V is being called a smartphone on four wheels. Toyota said the car's touchscreen doors and computerized interior are examples of what to expect down the road. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Our new living room looks great. New sofa, entertainment center. Thanks to our personal loan from One Main Financial.
Mom, Dad, you're early.
Oh, I can't wait to see how you fixed up your new place.
Nice furniture.
You have a dream. We can help make it a reality. We are One Main Financial, providing personalized loan solutions with a simple, straightforward approach. Go to OneMainFinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. One Main Financial. Your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing information, to
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
And this spot is the Good Day program. Hello and how do you do? As we get into the second half hour of this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Allison Sweeney from The Biggest Loser will be here in a few minutes. At least that's what I'm told. In the meantime, let's find out what's new at DougSteffen.com. What's new at Doug Steffen? Good, Richie.
DougSteffen.com.
Let me get Richie a cue card. The lawyers, this blows my mind. Sirhan Sirhan. Remember him? He was convicted of assassinating Robert F. Kennedy? 1968.
Yeah.
Lawyers representing Sirhan Sirhan are arguing in court this week. They have files of new documents that a bullet was switched in evidence at his trial, and they're asking for new forensic studies to prove that he is innocent of killing Senator Kennedy. A lot of appeals have been filed on behalf of this guy over the years, Sirhan Sirhan.
Really?
The attorneys are seeking to overturn his conviction. Who's paying for this?
By who? Yeah, who's interested in seeing this overturned?
They have repeated the assertion and have reports from experts that say Sirhan was programmed through hypnosis to fire shots.
Ooh, that's creepy.
As a diversion for the real killer.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
There is a spokesperson for the California Attorney General's office who is heading the other side, the appeal on the other side. That is the state's point of view. Sophisticated audio tests recently conducted on a recording from the night of the assassination show 13 shots from multiple guns were fired, five more than Sirhan could have fired on his own from the small pistol. So what do you think of this, folks? There's never a truth, right? You don't really ever know what the truth is. It's just the way that it, your truth and my truth, two different things. Speaking of truths, I'll tell you one thing.
But mine is right.
Yeah, right. My truth is right. Okay, so I'm not a big follower of The Biggest Loser. You all know
that's
I'm
my
not
department.
A big,
I am.
That's yeah. Jennifer and Richie like this. But I will tell you, when I first saw Allison Sweeney, and this is like no holds barred.
Hold on to your seat, Allison.
No,
here it comes.
I find Allison Sweeney to be a very attractive lady. I think,
join the club, brother.
Okay, well, but I'm telling you how I feel, all right? This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So Doug can say that he finds Allison Sweeney appealing. The thing is, I was about to use a word, Allison, and I want to know, because I don't know you, we've never talked before, whether you're put off by words like cute.
Oh, I'm not. No. I got to accept the fact that I'm cute.
Okay, that's
my thing, my lot in life.
So you know you're cute.
Yeah,
cute.
I'm not like, you know, sort of that hot, sexy, like, whatever. I'm more the girl next door cute. And I like it. I think it's, I'll take it.
Yeah, well, because more Americans would identify probably with that than would they with someone who
and
would
look,
be so sure
man,
about that, Allison.
Every man liked Marianne. Marianne was way hotter than Ginger,
yeah.
who probably you would think is the hotter one, but she's
no.
really not.
No.
Guys like
she's
it,
unattainable. Like, she's that girl at the bar that they won't go talk to, but I'm
right.
the one they feel like, oh, we'll be best friends.
Yeah.
So, this leads me into a question, Allison.
That's cute, Allison.
With The Biggest Loser, you see these amazing transformations.
Yes.
And a lot of,
you're going to see them tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, they're giving away. Sorry, you're...
But when they're done, I mean, some of these women that walk out of there are like supermodel beautiful.
Totally.
It's unbelievable. So
it is.
Is there any kind of process that, and I don't expect an answer to this, but is there any kind of process when they go through this? Okay, who's going to be the hottest one when they're down to 140 pounds? Or 130
all,
pounds,
I have
they
to
win.
Give you credit for asking a question that you don't expect an answer to. Like, that's awesome.
Well, what are you going to say?
Sorry.
Yeah, we only look for the ones, right.
But, yes, I mean, obviously, there's a casting process that they go through to be on the show, and a lot of it has to do with their health, and do we think they can accomplish the task? How much do they want it? And, you know, a lot of it has to do with, sort of where they were before, and so you do get a chance to see pictures of people as kids or you know, some people in this season of the show who were at one time fit and then sort of lost track of it, and so, you know, you have a little bit of everything, but ultimately I think that what is one of the most attractive features about people in general and what our contestants really earn over the course of the show is confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get up there and you are proud of yourself and your body and what you have done,
right.
It shines through your face, and that is something that is you cannot quantify.
It's an amazing motivator, isn't it?
You know, that's
absolutely
that's part of this whole thing with the show, and more men who would watch it expecting to see the women turn something. It's like the cocoon comes off and you become a butterfly in a
yes,
sense.
Yes, that's a great example.
Yeah. So one of the things that also I have found in the times that I have watched The Biggest Loser, I find women who are like the trainers, I find them appealing as well. And I wonder how much.
I think.
Yeah, I mean, well, but there's a certain amount of vibrato, if you will, to them, and whether or not people confuse them. I don't know who the star of the show. Would people say Allison Sweeney, who's the host of the program, is the star of the show? Are the trainers the star of the show? Are the contestants the stars of the show? Who's the star of the show?
I think we all agree that the contestants are the star of the show. I mean, I think, we, the trainers and I and the producers all feel like the show is really about these amazing people and their journey and what they go through and the changes and the transformations that they are working for. I mean, it's so hard what they do all day, every day, and they work so hard for the results they get, and that's what we like to consider. Those stories are the star of our show, and Bob and Dulved and Anna, we work all hard together to tell those stories, to be a part of that process, and we're so proud to do it.
How are you liking the three trainer scenario this season, Allison?
It's awesome. It's really been great, I think. And I think the teams are interesting. And, you know, of course, like everybody else, I've definitely, had my fair crush on, Dulved. He's super charming and
wait a minute.
Adorable.
How can you have a crush on him? You're a married lady with two children. What's the big idea?
Wait a second. my husband does too. No, I'm just kidding. We watch together on Tuesday nights, and he's just got this great attitude. And, you know, of course, Bob is so wonderful. He's an all-star, and I just think anybody would be lucky. Whenever I get a chance to train with him, I am so grateful for the time. Because
how much of that do you do? How much does Allison Sweeney,
do you walk into the gym and start training with them while they're doing stuff during the day?
I do, you know, and I work out as often as I can in the gym. I try to give it hardcore, you know, focus, because that's obviously part of, you know, being on TV and just the life that I want to lead. I want to be as fit as I possibly can. But for me, it's also about incorporating it with my family. So as long as I get, you know, some calories burned, so even if it's like my kids and I playing the Xbox Kinect, we get together as a family and we get active. And, you know, and also I think that's an important thing for me to set an example with my kids, that I do, you know, play those games with them, and I let them see the Biggest Loser game on the Kinect, and that we're going to take time and be active as a family. So I think that's a really important aspect of being a parent.
All right, what's the Biggest Loser game on the Kinect? I haven't seen that one yet.
It's just, it's awesome. It's just a fitness, you know, game, and it involves the concept of the show, and it's a really great holiday gift, if I may take us into the holiday season discussion.
Yeah, let's tie. Allison Sweeney is with us. She's the host of The Biggest Loser. Also, you may remember her from her years on the daytime, they call it a drama, a soap opera called Days of Our Lives. She has a paperback book called The Mommy Diet, which will hit the shelves, in the next week or so, yeah?
Yeah, the paperback is coming out the 13th.
All right. So you do that. You have some pretty interesting ideas. This is we have our queen of cheap is Roberta Fasanella, who's on the program. We have deals all the time in a special box we have at DougSteffen.com. It looks like some of the things that you are doing, you've used technology and are happy to talk about it when it comes to finding things at Christmas time.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I rely on technology not only to get those great holiday gifts going, so I'm like totally online looking for a deal too. You know, Bing online has great holiday options, so that's definitely been like a go-to for me. But also I think technology can help us stay connected as a family. So, you know, I can exchange photos with my husband or my parents with what my kids are up to, and we can, you know, video chat and just to really make sure that everybody feels together this holiday season, no matter where we are in the country.
Mm-hmm. I just learned how to send pictures. This shows you where I am. I just learned how to send pictures on a phone the other day.
Oh, well, you got to get the Windows phone because it's so easy. It literally, anybody can do it, and it's really just there and obvious and simple. And I can still actually get my work done at the same time. You know, I have the Office, the Microsoft Office app, and I can work. And then I can also, you know, flip over and start tweeting. It's just a lot. It's really, really easy.
So do you have people following you on Twitter and Facebook?
Of course.
Yeah.
2011.
You know, I have to out you, Allison. I'm not.
Let me go ahead.
Get on
here.
Board.
Yeah. Well, I mean, absolutely. A lot of people are wonder how much of this stuff is actually put. If you go back to the Ashton Kutcher stuff, does he really do it, or is somebody doing it for him?
Oh,
when you do
tell.
It?
Oh,
yeah, he does.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, you can absolutely tell when somebody's having it done
too.
For him.
Yeah, it's totally me, and the people who know me know it's me, and I you know, there are days where I tweet all the time and days where I don't have the chance, and what's nice is that actually this technology totally allows me to have more interaction with my fans that is me, and I put up videos, and I do stuff, you know, just to be silly and have fun, and I actually have my Windows PC in my purse. Literally, it's so light that I can take it in my purse with me. It's lighter than a Days of Our Lives script. Or a script, as you like to call it. And, you know, I can make sure that the fans know that it's really me, that I'm the one getting crazy on Twitter and on Facebook and stuff.
How much time does it take you in terms of Days of Our Lives, the commitment there? Just an insight before you go as to how much time it takes to, how do they shoot those things and put them all together?
Well, you would be amazed. I mean, it's definitely changed a lot in the 19 years I've been on the show. So when I first started, we would do one episode every single day.
Yep.
And now we do 8 episodes in 5 days. So
wow.
We literally move so, it's the speed of light over there. And I can do an entire episode of my scenes, about 40, 45 pages of dialogue before 10:30 in the morning.
Really?
Wow.
And do you rehearse it enough so you don't really have to learn the lines? You look at the lines and then go through it and rehearse it enough so you get the lines down and you don't have that burden?
There's very little rehearsal taking place.
Really?
That's how they move fast. So it's your job as the actor to... first with your co-star before you get out there, because literally the camera guys, they're so good, they see it one time and they're ready to shoot, and you better be on your A game and ready to deliver the dialogue and the performance that they need, and then they move on to the next thing.
Wow.
What an interesting lady you are. It's our pleasure to have met you, Allison Sweeney. Best of luck.
Nice to meet you too.
Let's watch The Biggest Loser tonight to find out. This is the season finale, is it not?
Tonight is Makeovers.
Makeovers.
So that's like the wonderful episode that's all about transformations and about how, achieving, you know, how far they've come in the show and their journey. So it's a really heartwarming, wonderful episode tonight. Next week is the marathon, where all the former contestants who are eliminated this season are coming back. They're all going to participate in a 26.2-mile marathon.
Wow.
And then the following week is finale.
All right. Got it. Got the schedule. Allison, thank you. Very nice chatting with you.
Thanks,
Merry
Allison.
Christmas.
Thanks.
Happy New Year
to
you and your family. Take good care. All right, so there's Allison Sweeney. Very nice, very charming, and very likable. You know, once in a while I'll say, off the air, could have done without that conversation, but
she's sweet.
Sweet,
man.
Very
she's,
sweet.
Yeah,
yep.
She's exactly
very
like
very
you would
sweet.
Think
yep.
she is.
She is. Good for her.
By the way, she's Allie Sweeney on Twitter if you want to follow her.
Allie
How cool
Sweeney.
Am I? I'm already following her. Who knew?
You are cool.
Speaking of cool, Dr. Ken Kronos with his daily dose of important medical information in 60 seconds on Good Day.
Print from anywhere for less with new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers. They're Google Cloud Print compatible, so you can print photos and documents from a tablet, smartphone, or laptop on the go. And always save with the lowest total ink replacement cost. Saving money never looks so smart. Go to Staples or Staples.com for great savings on Kodak Hero or other Kodak all-in-one printers. This week at Staples. Lowest total ink replacement cost as compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's recommended standard ink cartridges available in single quantity pricing.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Dr. Ken Kronos is here with us on the Good Day program with his daily dose of important medical developments, medical information. You can download these podcasts every day. You have a whole collection of them, as a matter of fact. You go to DougStephan.com or DrKenShow.com. Big news today about childbirth and, I guess, good news for women and for, more for the women, more for the mothers, Ken.
This really is good news. Out of fertility and sterility this week, Doug, women who give birth to four or more children may have a slightly lower risk of dying from heart disease later in life compared to women who have no children.
All right. Fertility time and laptops on your lap. What are they doing to cook your sperm?
This is also out of fertility and sterility, and this is a little hard to conceive, if you will, but guys who put a laptop on their lap and then connect via Wi-Fi, their sperm just seem to be less motile. And it's a strange study, but
why?
There may be something to it.
Why? It's not any different than men who ride bicycles a lot. Their sperm's no good either.
Well, you want to give yourself every edge you can, if you will. And if you're trying to conceive, you may want to keep that laptop away from
your lap.
But on the flip side, if you're done conceiving, isn't it the cheap and easy way to kind of get
birth
fixed?
Control.
Like
yeah,
it's for birth control.
What a bargain.
All right. Alcohol in adolescence, big news, especially for women.
Some good advice out of the medical journal Cancer this week, that girls with a family history of the illness, breast cancer, doubled their risk of benign breast disease if they drank regularly as a teenager.
Oh, really? So the news is useless for people who aren't teenagers. So you pass, I mean, it's already too late. So you pass this along, Roberta, to your 15-year-old daughter.
Right,
that's
exactly
what you do with my daughter. It's too late for her to be affecting anybody if you're not in this age group. But it's important information for parents. You hear this material and you absorb it and say, okay, I want to help my child understand what maybe they just think they all live forever. And so in this circumstance, kind of like a slap aside of the head, reality-based. Dr. Ken Kronos has lots of great information. Again, you might check out his website, drkenshow.com, which you can find by finding his picture at dougstephan.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hey folks, this is Crazy Melvin for eFoods Direct, and I'm slashing prices to get you the best deals on your food supply. Call now and save, save, save on a 25-year food supply that can save your life when disaster strikes, because it will strike and it will smack you right upside the head, so keep...
Wait a minute, Melvin. I know eFoods Direct, and they're not full of hype like you. eFoods Direct goes to great lengths to ensure you get the best ingredients, full of nutrition and flavor. They are the real deal. Melvin, you're right about one thing, though. For Black Friday weekend, eFoods will save you 30% off anything on their website at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Now, that's a deal with no hype. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and save 30% off your entire order. This deal only lasts through Monday, November 28th. So call now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, 30% off this Black Friday weekend. Leave the hype to Crazy Melvin, because you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Chuck Curry, our movie man, on the Good Day program. We start off with movie music. This is from St. Elmo's Fire. John Farr, the movie starred Andrew McCarthy and some of the Brat Pack. Richie, you love these guys.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, Andrew McCarthy is 49 today.
He's
a little older than you are.
Yep.
Still has a baby face, though, I bet.
Yes, baby face. Yes. Okay, so how we get started. A lot of things going on, a lot of things to talk about. Chucker has movie news in a moment. We'll have our contest now. Audio,
you know,
from...
let me just interject. You could argue that that was the ultimate Brat Pack movie.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It was.
Right. Richie agrees with you on that. You don't have to argue with anybody on
it. It wasn't the best one, but it had more of the Brat Packers in it, and it's kind of the one that sticks out. That and The Breakfast Club.
Mm-hmm. So there are a couple of familiar names, not only with the stars, but the movies themselves. As is the case with our movie of the day today, this is one that was actually on the top of the box office at, this is the first week of December, last week of November, first week of December, 1977, the year. We have two cuts from this movie, and I think that it'll be fairly deliberate. You'll figure it out. You'll call us at 800-510-8255 with the identity of the movie. First one in, who has never won before on Movie Moments, will get our Doug Steffen prize. Here's the first cut.
Music is one of nature's sedatives. If you would just listen to it instead of fighting,
got it,
we would all be asleep in 5 minutes. However, if you insist, take two sleeping pills and stick one in each ear.
One of the most likable parts he's ever played,
yes,
I think.
Absolutely.
And he was just sort of getting into his own here. He and the lady that starred with him, very, very likable. We've had her on this program. I found her extraordinarily fetching.
I'm trying to remember who that was.
Well, you'll figure it out, Richie. Here's the next cut.
Hey, I think I have a clue now as to why all those other guys left. Crackers! Animal crackers, lady! You got a severe case of emotional retardation.
All right.
That was when you used to be able to say that word.
Right, yes.
And now we can't say it.
Right. All right. So you can give us who the stars are if you'd like. Tell us what the name of the movie is. That's the important thing. 800-510-8255. Some interesting and important movie news from Chuck Curry right after this on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apples Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
Hi, this is Ed Krell, Chief Executive Officer of Destination Maternity. It's a sad fact that each year, thousands of babies here at home and millions more worldwide are born too soon. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness of this crisis and put an end to premature birth for good. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
All right, Chuck Curry time. Let's get into his mind. You can go to his web, by the way, his website. You go to DougStephan.com. Chuck's picture is in the contributors box. Click on that. It'll bring you to Entertainment Today and Beyond. Chuck's overview of things that are going on in the video business, in the movie business, DVDs, all that good stuff. And so from that in his mind to his mouth, here we go.
Okay, Doug, filming on the newest Batman film, The Dark Knight Returns, is wrapped filming, and according to actor Christian Bale, it will be his last turn as the character Bruce Wayne in Batman. No surprise there. Chris Nolan, the director, will also be finished with the trilogy and move on. For Batman fans, eventually, probably in a year after it comes out next summer, they'll recast, reboot, and Batman will continue long after we've left this Earth. No doubt. Other news, the...
That's pretty morbid.
The remake of Red Dawn has a release date, November 2nd, 2012.
Oh, cool.
With Patrick Swayze and Charlie Sheen. It has a big cult following. This one stars Chris Hemsworth, who played Thor. And got a chance to see We Bought a Zoo Saturday night. 20th Century Fox sneaked it. It stars Matt Damon and Scarlett Johansson. I predict it'll be a big hit when it hits theaters December 23rd. It's a really good family film that makes you feel like $1 million when you walk out of the theater.
Feel good movies. We love them. Speaking of that, on this date in 1995, the U.S., the American president with Michael Douglas and Annette Bening, Martin Sheen was in that, Michael J. Fox. I think that is an extraordinarily watchable movie.
Yeah, right? Very good.
Yeah.
I agree.
Why can't the most powerful man in the world have the one thing he wants most? Remember that line, that question? And also on this date, GoldenEye, which was Pierce Brosnan first as Bond, right?
That's
I think
right.
That was it. Yeah, that was on this date, too. So, we don't have anybody with the right answer. That's really shocking.
I was wrong, too. I thought it was Mr. Holland's Opus.
Goodbye, girl. Richard Dreyfuss and Marsha Mason at 50. 50-